Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. And I mean that today for real. Okay? Because it is what? Independence Day. It's the 4th of July. Yes. And we're so excited about independence. I know that I am, which is liberty. And you guys know, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So we are so excited about this day. And I know everybody was like, we're going to take the day off. Today is Independence Day, and we're just going to lay around and eat barbecue. No, we're going to be in warfare today, okay? We're going to be in warfare for our independence.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about today's show, America, because it's about America. It's always about America. Today is just going to be more intensified, and I know you guys wonder, how can it be more intensified? Y'all already intensified, but it really is, because it is about us representing our liberty, right?
Yes. And the King is King and the Lord of Lords, which is Jesus.
Who has given us this liberty.
Yes.
So we are so excited about our Mornings at the Mansion show here at the Mansions on Park Row. And just in case you don't know America, we're located at 2700 West Park Road Drive. That's Pantego, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. So feel free to come on down and be part of this amazing show. And, of course, our amazing studio audience.
Yes.
Good morning, ladies.
Yes.
So we're so excited. So you want to say good morning to you.
Yes. Buenos días a todos mis amigos y hermanas en mi Facebook. Gloria a Dios. Este es un día hermoso, día de independencia y tenemos libertad en el nombre de todos los nombres que es Jesucristo, el Rey de los Reyes. Y gracias por estar aquí con nosotros esta mañana.
Yes! Mañana! Yes.
Aleluya!
Gracias! And all of that! I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because even though we are all from different ethnicities, we all speak different languages, but we serve one God.
Yes.
And that is full of the Trinity, which
yes.
is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So even though I don't know the word, I feel it, I know it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
In my spirit, man. And I thank God for just the interaction and the love that we have here in our amazing morning time here at the Mornings at the Mansion show. So what would you like to just open up with, Laura? You just open up this amazing show. Tell everybody what our topic is.
Well, this morning, I just want to say God bless you, and may the Lord continue to reign in your life. And I pray that you continue to be connected with him, because as you connect it with him in his word, love letters, which is fire.
Yes.
going to lead your path. He's going to direct your path. And his will be done in your life. So
yes,
I just want to share that with y'all, that it doesn't matter what you're going through, there's hope. We have hope right here in his word.
Come
so
on now.
We love you, and I'm just so blessed to be a blessing.
To be a blessing. Yes, I knew it was coming. Blessed to be a blessing, America. And we are. And we are just here representing, like Laura says, the King and the Lord of Lords today on this amazing Independence Day. So we want to say happy 4th of July, as they say, but really happy Independence Day.
Yes.
And our topic today is independence from the enemy. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Y'all ready for that? Y'all ready for that? Because independence is liberty.
Yes.
Okay? And y'all know how they say the pursuit of happiness, and it is the pursuit of happiness. And we are pursuing, and we're in hot pursuit, America.
Yes.
Hot, separate pursuit.
We're fire!
Of the word of God today, and we just want to, you know, blow a fresh wind on the whole world today. So we thank you, Lord, for this amazing platform, and we know it's not nothing unusual for the world, but we are coming in an unusual way. We come in a peculiar way, and we're one of the ones that represent this social media on a new platform, and just talking to the world about who Jesus is in our lives and who he can be in your lives as well. And today is amazing, because we're going to talk about your independence from the enemy. Just in case you don't know, we're going to bring awareness to let you know that you are free indeed. Amen. And the ninth topic today, we're going to go to the main scripture, and that's going to be Galatians 5:1. And we'll read that scripture this morning before we go to commercial. So, Laura,
God's love letter, which is fire. Galatians 5:1, it says, "For freedom, Christ freed us. Stand fast, therefore, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage."
Isn't that amazing? do not. God tells us not to do, and then he tells us not to do. Mm-hmm. So it was so amazing that in that word where he read it, and what is your translation, Laura?
It's English version.
See, Laura's reading from the English version, and see, I've had this down in my thing, and y'all know I don't like thumbing through the word, because you know what? That's where that bookmarker came from. How about that? I was like, where did this come from? Okay. So anyway, I'll go back and visit that on the King James Version, but read that again so I can get read.
For freedom, Christ freed us, and stand fast, therefore, and do not be entangled with the yoke of bondage.
Now, that is so amazing, because this is so incredible, because all month long, we were really teaching on freedom.
Yes.
Remember, everybody, we were teaching on how to be free and how to stay free.
Yes.
So it didn't click until this morning that we were really already in this place of ministering about independence.
Yes.
And how to do that. So we've been doing that. So I just want to send our shouts out to the Lord for giving us that for the whole month.
Yes.
To be able
yes.
to just impart
yes.
that. And feel free to go back and, you know, listen to the show at our blog show mm-hmm. or go back and pull these videos to hear
yeah.
get these scriptures, because there's so much meat in this word
mm-hmm.
that the Lord has given us that where mm-hmm. we can not only become free but teaching us how
mm-hmm.
to stay free
yeah.
but in that scripture it says through freedom Christ freed us
mm-hmm.
he did
mm-hmm.
that's the only way that we could be free
mm-hmm.
because the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
But when Christ came, he came so that we could have life
yes.
and have it work
more
abundantly. Okay, yes. So that is like much. I just
yes.
see like a whole pile of blessings in the supernatural.
Yes.
All of these amazing doors that God has opened for us to go in. And can you imagine
yes.
on that day that we all ascend and go to be with the Father. And we
yes.
have all these doors and stuff we never opened, and these gifts.
Yes.
We have a gift there, so I know.
Spiritually, physically, financially,
yes.
we have it all.
Yes. And that's how we obtain the keys to the kingdom,
yes.
to be able to know how to open the right doors.
Because yes.
every key don't fit every door.
Mm-hmm.
Just like even in one house, the back key don't fit the front key. You know, so you got to know which key to unlock the treasures. And in that, when you're in liberty, you have freedom to just have an open mind and an open heart.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have all that bondage like this word was saying,
mm-hmm.
because anything can be a bondage to us.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just, you know, not just sin. It could
mm-hmm.
just be things that overtake us in the morning
yes.
that come to capture our thoughts
yes.
to
yes.
where we can be bound and not have freedom
mm-hmm.
in our thoughts.
Yeah,
you know,
yes.
because people struggle in that place of that mental,
yes.
you know, with not having freedom.
Yes.
And so my heart goes out to those people. I pray for them
mm-hmm.
because it's nothing like being bound in your mind.
Yes.
Because
yes.
when you're bound in your mind, you bound.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a physical body that's moving and grooving and doing what it do, but if your mind, if you're not free,
mm-hmm.
wow,
mm-hmm.
that's real bondage.
That's right. That's right. That's when you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, the enemy will bully you.
Yeah, he will. Oh, you said that last week, girl.
And let me tell
wow.
you, that's why I'm
what
so glad
that okay.
I'm thankful that I know who I am, because every time he tried to mess with my mind, my thoughts, and sometimes he wants to remind me of where I came from, my
yeah.
past. But you know what? I'm like, uh-uh. God delivered me.
Girl.
He healed me. I'm going to keep going forward, and you're a liar.
He is all of that.
And your pants are fire.
So
I just let him know, you know. I just let him know who I am, because I know who I am
yeah.
now, and I have that freedom, that liberty in our honor.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus.
And that's what the word tells us
yeah.
in Galatians 5:1. That's
yeah.
what's so amazing about it. But to our blog listeners, we're going to go to commercial. And y'all know, I don't know what we're listening to today, because we kind of sold out in that place of fire and holes. Y'all know I say this every week, but for real though, as we say, go to his Facebook page, go to his YouTube, buy this music, and as for y'all that were not listening on last week, we're going to do this amazing thing. with this amazing man of God
yeah.
and all of the people that the Lord has divinely connected us to, it is time to blow the trumpet
yes.
in the community, in
yes.
the DFW, and that is
yes.
what the Lord has called us to do.
Yes.
So I'm so excited about that. So y'all get ready to hear this amazing music, and for the blog listeners, we'll be right back, but for our amazing Facebook friends, we're going to be right here.
Yes.
Okay? We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what's all making.
Man looks at the outward appearance. Yeah. God only sees your heart. Excuse me, but I have some questions, been meaning to ask you. If I'm a servant of the Lord, is there a specific look or a type?
I may not talk or dress in orderly fashion.
No. My defense. Say that you do not sit and you are unworthy. God has no respect of a person, so please just come as you are. So you may not shout or praise quite like the others. What God wants of you is all that is required.
Break. That's what we normally do during commercial. But we are back on a serious note, which is the Word of God. So thank you all once again for tuning in and listening to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And we do want to send our shouts out to our amazing sister, Sherry Bronson! We are wearing our Bronson Media shirt that represents the red, the white, and we got a string of blue.
Okay!
So we thank God for her and her amazingness. And I meant to write down her next thing she's doing. That I do know it's July 18th, and it will be a speaking engagement for her. So we just want to put that in the wind. But I'll look all that up before we conclude our show today to kind of put that out there. And then your amazing sister in Christ, Evangelist Marlo Mosey, will be at Fishers of Men on this Woo! Friday night. Yes, with the pastors Margaret and Michael and
Martin and Martin Otano.
We're going to be with them, and we're going to hang out with them, and we're going to blow a great wind. And it's their 1-year anniversary for their outreach to Fishers of Men.
Yes.
So we just want to say thank you, God, for it's Margaret and Martha. Martin and Margaret. That's her name, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I got to get that right because y'all know I know their hearts. Just
amazing.
Yeah,
they're
people
sold
for
out. Soul winners. Oh, my God.
I mean, you talk about doing real ministry.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That is what they
yes.
do. And mm-hmm. I'm so proud to be connected. To
and they've been connected with me and Susan Springer for, I guess, 20 years. Susan and Pastor Mike were the ones that started the Fisher for Men ministry. And we used to go into
wow.
the streets and do outreach. And then it later, it was put on hold for a little bit, but then that's back.
And then they picked it up.
Yeah, picked it up.
And
they were with
us
back then, too. They were with us
back
then,
too. That is so amazing.
See, he had to begin a good work?
Yes!
He said he's going to finish,
doesn't
right?
He's
going to continue. So he must keep going, you know?
Wow, that is so amazing. So we have our, it's like, you know, Susan is like an elder here.
Yeah.
She's just that care, that countenance, the elder, the mom,
yeah.
All of that. And just to know that she has been really a soldier in the army of the Lord
yeah.
for all of these years. And even through the loss of her amazing husband,
yeah.
she still kept it moving.
Yeah.
You know, for the kingdom,
yeah.
kept it moving and marching. And that's what it's all about, you know, no
yeah.
matter, because life happens.
Yeah.
And we have to continue, like they say, on the menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
Yes. But we're going to continue in the Word of God today. And remember, America, our topic is independence from the enemy. And I just want to send my shouts out to my amazing sister, Sister Farity Robinson, because she blew the wind on me this morning. When I got up, she was in my spirit. And I just texted and was like, are you at work today? I'm just thinking about you. She actually called me. She's like, yeah, I'm at work, but I'm calling you. Okay. Yeah, so she did, and I no more just the independence. And she goes, girl, we independent from anybody. I was like, oh my, yes, that is the topic today. So send my shouts out. That's amazing to know that you're connected like that. And when people can blow the wind on you, it just kind of push you, you know, into that next place.
Yes.
You're already trying to get there, and you just, instead of me just sitting there waiting,
but because of your obedience, see how God
yes.
just.
Well, yes.
It's amazing. And then you walked in here and it's all red, white, and blue. Yes. And of course Laura had everything set up, even the studio audience, y'all gonna see them in a minute. I promise you we're gonna turn this camera around so y'all can see them because they got it going on today in this place of representing the red, white, and the blue. And I just thank God for America.
I really do, because there's so many countries out there that don't have what we call independence.
Yes. Yes.
Which is total liberty, okay?
Yes.
They don't have that.
And that's why I don't take it for granted.
Yes.
That's why I'm so thankful
yes.
to God, you know?
Yeah, it's so many people that do take it for granted, though. They really do. And I just pray for them, for
yes.
them to really get some revelation
yes.
knowledge
yes.
and go into the depth. Because I think a lot of people live on the surface
mm-hmm.
and they don't live into the depth
mm-hmm.
of just the smallest things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you can go into the depth of it and break that thing down, and really a lot of times what help, I notice that help people is when they, you know, they always stuck on what they're going through. But
mm-hmm.
it's always somebody going through something worse than you.
Yes.
And then
oh, yes.
when you can look at that, it takes your mind off of what you're going through, and you be like, oh, God, thank you.
Yes.
You know, you go into that place of being grateful.
Yes.
For the
yes.
grace of that.
Yeah.
You know, so tell us a little bit
yes.
more about how you feel about that.
I'm just so grateful and thankful because things do happen, trials, tribulations, and there's sometimes pain in those trials
oh,
and
yeah.
hurt. But when you have freedom in the Lord, when you know who you are,
uh-oh.
And when you know that He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, and that it is finished.
It is finished.
You know, it's for us to be still and know that He's God and just continue to trust Him right here, which is in His Word, which is fire.
Fire.
And that's what was just overwhelming in a good way every morning that I wake up and said, it doesn't matter what I'm going through or what's happening, and I'm going to be okay because I already know the end and the beginning, you
Come
know.
On. You read
and,
the book.
I read the book, and I know that God's going to be with us
That's
through
it.
It.
That's
and then that just encourages me to give others hope, to pray for others, to say, hey, nothing is too big for God, because is there anything too hard for God?
No.
So that's the liberty that I'm just thankful and grateful of knowing who I am.
Amen. And it makes a difference.
Yes.
And on that note, Laura, we're going to go to the Word of the Lord, and that is in Psalms 18 and 2. 18 and 2, and then we'll read 18 and 7. You ready?
18 and 2. God's love letters, which is
fire.
It says, the Lord is my pillar and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower.
Wow. He is all of that and some. Okay, but the word of the Lord is so, it never returns void.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Lord is telling you in his word who he is, he's saying that he is our rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's our fortress. He's our buckler. He's our strength.
Mm-hmm.
And on and on.
Mm-hmm.
He's all of that for us.
Our high power.
Yes. And the righteous run in and they are saved. That's what the word says. And that is in Psalms 2.
Yes.
And I just thank God for that. So let's read 18 and 7.
In Psalms 18 and 7, God's love letters, which is
fire.
It says, then the earth shook and quaked. The foundation of the hills also moved. They relieve because his anger burns. His anger burns.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
So he talk about the wrath of God,
mm-hmm.
or the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to always make sure that since he has given us so much grace, that we want to just stay in his grace,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he is a jealous God,
yes.
you know, and he thinks about those things that, you know, even though he covers us, he wants us to know that we want to always be in that place of obedience.
Yeah.
Because that's our vehicle and our avenue and our road
mm-hmm.
to grace.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So, you know, the Lord has given us these scriptures and
mm-hmm.
he wants us to continue to hear him. And that's why it's so great to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And even just today, I just want to thank him for our freedom.
Yes. Yes.
Let freedom ring.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes.
I just want to thank him for our freedom because he is on the throne.
Yes.
And he is God all by himself.
That's right.
And one thing I do know, he don't really need our help, but I sure appreciate it.
Every day. Woo!
Yeah. And you know, I just be wanting to help God. You know,
yeah.
And I tell people all the time, I know you don't need my help, but I just want to help. Okay? Yes, because, and I tell you, when we all collectively come together,
yes.
each one reach one, right?
Yeah.
So we just want to lock arms, and that's kind of what we do, Laura.
Yes.
Kinda. That
yes.
is what we do.
Yes.
And it's not just even me and Laura. It's all of you out there. It's
yes.
everybody that's in here.
Yes.
And we just want to continue to be encouraged in a place of locking arms. And
yes.
remember, we were teaching last week about the chains,
mm-hmm.
how they can be bondage
mm-hmm.
or how they can really be a vehicle
mm-hmm.
to help us all come up together.
Yes.
You just have to choose your chain.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about
that. And for me, it's kind of like a race, you know, passing the baton.
Yeah.
Having a baton and then passing
so
it to
you
the
go.
Next
you go. You go.
Go.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's how you win.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, because the race is not given to the swift
uh-huh.
or the strong. It is the ones that will endure.
Yeah.
And it's all about endurance, you know, and
uh-huh.
that in that place of liberty and freedom
uh-huh.
and all those good things of the Lord.
Yeah.
So is it commercial time, Nancy? We're going to go to our commercial. Y'all know how we do it. Not with you ladies and gentlemen out there. We're just going to go with our blog listeners. So blog listeners, we'll be right back. And feel free to call in. Call us at our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247. And y'all can call in too. Facebook listeners. And
yeah,
we can
Renee.
Listen.
Hi,
Let
Renee.
Feel
hi, girl.
That you should not
hi,
take it's
my first
letter
at Facebook.
I
mean,
I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet.
I got you.
Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished.
I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that only my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me. No, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
The glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy. Yeah.
No place is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move on.
Yeah.
I'm better than I was.
Because God ain't through with me.
Is that alright if I'm real with you? Yeah.
Plenty more work to do.
Yes, it is.
God ain't through
with
they me. They're looking at you wrong.
Oh.
You bloom, you evolve. You're better than you was.
Cause
God ain't through.
I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet. Just have a little patience.
Ooh, Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again, you did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't abuse it.
I feel this, I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still, you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind.
by your shroud.
All the things that make me stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy. Please don't take this wrong.
Get it if we give it to him.
Yeah.
So you have to know that you have the power and authority
yes.
to, you know, rest, rule, and reign in
yes.
for your decisions,
mm-hmm.
your future.
Mm-hmm.
You make the call. Don't allow the enemy to make the call.
Mm-hmm.
You have that much power to do
yes,
that
right.
because when Christ went to the cross, he left us all power,
yes,
not
right.
a little power.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
As kingdom-minded people,
yes.
we are powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and
yes.
we have to stop laying down, saying, oh, my gosh, the enemy did that, and he keep doing this. Well, he only do what we allow him
yes.
to do.
Uh-huh.
And he gets absolutely nothing
yes.
from me, from
yes,
you,
right. no.
and from none of us. So we have to stop giving it to him. And we have to, you know, really gird up with
yeah.
more zeal.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
the windmill in on
yeah. Yeah.
Slap him in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Every
Call
time
him out.
He, yeah, every time he messes with me, I always say, you're going to give me double for my trouble,
That's
and you're defeated. You have no authority, and that's how I talk to him. And so,
that's
yeah,
right.
I just
right.
thank God for that.
That's right. So, to God be the glory. So,
mm-hmm.
let's get into the word of the Lord, and mm-hmm. that is Acts 16 and 31.
Okay, God's love letters, which is
fire.
They say, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household will be saved.
Now, that's real simple. It's not a whole lot that God is trying to get us to understand. It's the simplicity of this walk. Because the word of the Lord in Acts 16 and 31 says, and they say,
mm-hmm.
believe on the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and thou shalt be saved,
mm-hmm.
and thy house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So whenever you are in a place to where you're thinking, you know, Lord, I just want you to save my children. Lord, can you save my husband? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to tell you something here. Okay? When you go back to this word, Acts 16 and 31, and he is speaking directly to you.
Yes.
And he's saying, and they say, believe.
Yes.
That's it. That's the key. Because if you don't believe it, you can't receive it.
Yes.
Then you occupy until he comes, and then you wait on the full manifestation, because it will manifest.
Yes.
It will do it in the right time, and it will do it in God's time.
Yes. Yes.
And you get your eyes off of them people, and you put them on God.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And you, even when you get discouraged, you say, God, right here, right here, right here.
Yes.
You said in your word at 16 and 31 that you will save my house.
Yes.
If I just believe, and I believe. So to have a dialogue with him.
Yes.
Create a conversation. Get into the relationship with him. Take him back to his word. He loves it because that means he knows that you listening.
Yes.
You know, you lining up, you're agreeing with him.
Yes.
So you just tell him, and that's a place of liberty too. Because sometimes some people been asking on your nerves.
Yes.
Hello.
And I'm sure I get
and
on your nerves.
We get on their nerves too. They're like, oh my God, here comes the sold out mama. Here comes the sold out wife. Yes. So really, I'm telling you, and just it takes everything for me. My little niece is here right now, Miss Summer, and she'll tell you, oh my God. Hey, niece is home. Y'all better get together. But I don't mean that in a bad way. I just, you know, y'all know I'm just a person that the Lord is just so, he blesses us so much.
Yes.
We're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
And I just like my stuff to be right, America.
Yes.
You know, and I just want to know when Jesus come and knock on my door, I ain't got to sweep up nothing. I don't have to make up the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on in, Jesus, have a seat.
Yes.
Okay? Cleanliness is next to godliness. So y'all know that. But I'm just saying, America. That's just me.
Yes.
And that's how I represent the kingdom.
Yes.
It's all about the mindset and where we are.
Yes.
And I love being a great steward because he says, those that are ruler over small things. He didn't say, I'll think about it. He said, I will make you ruler over many.
Yes.
And how many of you want the many and ain't even ruler over the small? Okay, and I know that's not about independence, but it's real. And that's just sometimes the Lord takes us to a whole nother place and he brings us all the way back.
Yes.
He really does. So I just want to, you know, elaborate on this word because God's word is so true.
Yes.
Once again, he says it will never return void.
Boy.
So God tells us, you better believe it and receive it and walk it out because it's all about walking it out.
And then the scripture says, walk by faith and not by sight.
That's
and just stand on his word. You have to stand and just be still and know that he's God.
Because it's a promise. So we're standing on the promises of America.
Right.
We standing. I heard a song right now. Y'all don't want me to sing it. We're going to let Byron sing on that. But standing on the promises of God. Because his word is yea, and his promises are yea and amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we just touch and agree because God is, he's putting it out there in the atmosphere. And I'm telling you, I'm just a supernatural person.
Yes.
I'm sold out to the kingdom.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes I might have $2, but I got a me.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Yes.
That's
because
right.
My daddy owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And how many cattle are on one hill? You don't know. I'm just saying. So you have to know that God has, he says all of that, all of those treasures are stored up for us. And we have to go get it and come back with it, bring it into the natural, represent the kingdom. Because people look at, you know, we always look at the world like everybody in the world got to go. They got so much. They got new cars, new houses, this, that. We can have it too. We can. And then the sad thing about it is when we as people of God, when we get those things, they want to know what else is going on illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad?
It's just
the truth.
Yeah.
So you know what? That's okay because the enemy is accuser of the brethren. Mm-hmm. And you guys just go ahead and have what God said you could have.
Mm-hmm.
Represent the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Be sold out.
Yes.
Get radical.
Yeah.
Decree and declare.
That's
claim
right.
it. Okay? Yeah. And this ain't the name of the claim it. Just claim it. And just say, Lord, in your word, this is what you said.
Yeah.
I believe it, I receive it, and walk it out.
Yeah.
Once again.
That's
right,
right.
Laura?
That's
so
right.
I'm just excited about that. And right now we're going to go to Psalms 23. So everybody knows this. I'm sure all the believers out there know Psalms 23:1-6. But we are here today to remind you of the word of God and what he is saying to you in this season, and especially about your independence from the enemy today.
Yes, God's love letters,
which is fire. Yeah. Woo!
And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Forever. I'm telling you, that is six verses. But we're going to simplify this word, and we ain't trying to water it down, because so many people do that. They water down the word to cater to fit their life. But I tell you what, America, the Lord tells us plain and simple that he is our shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
We shall not want. So we have to look at the things that maybe we need, but not what we want, because he says that we shall not want.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh us to lie down. He will lead us beside the still waters. And I love it when he says, he restores my soul. He restores us. He is a God of restoration.
Yes.
My most amazing scripture on that spirit of restoration is Joel 2:25, because he tells us that he will restore all the years that the locust, which is represents the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So we are proclaiming that this is the time to have, you know, decree your independence from the enemy.
Yes.
Go back to his word. Tell him about it.
Yes.
You know, and I remember them singing a song back when I was growing up that, you know, you have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Okay? So go do that. Have a little talk with him. Tell him everything that's on your heart.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you don't even have to open your mouth, because he hears your heart, because he's a God of the heart.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not so much about this heart as it is about this heart. You know, that spirit man. Because as our overseer, Pastor Betty Burns, says, we are a spirit. We are spirits.
Yes.
And we're housed in a body. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is just our house. You know, and that's why we have to be connected in the spirit and not so much in the flesh. You know, because this is, like she says, a house of bones.
Yeah.
I wonder what she said that. It's so true, though.
Yeah.
So you have to know that it is your spirit man. And that's what we have to keep lined up and keep in check.
Yeah.
We do, because I'm telling you, there are good spirits and bad spirits.
Yeah.
And you just have to know how you represent them.
Yeah.
So back to this word over here.
Yeah.
Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
Right.
So we have to counsel out fear.
Yes.
Because everybody knows that fear is just false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
It's false.
Yes.
It's not even, and if he can put fear down in your spirit and in your heart, and that's the thing about it, when your spirit and heart line up, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it's an agreement.
Yes.
And it's going to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So the question today is, what are you believing?
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, he will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy.
That's right.
That's what the word says. But I don't know about you, but the enemy comes to try to remind us, like Laura says, about our past. But all you got to do is tell that enemy. The word of the Lord in Psalms 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Make it personal.
Yes.
All the days of my life. Hello. So when you look behind you, what do you see? Goodness and mercy. Yes, and it is following me all the days
of my life. And I'm not asking. I'm expecting.
Expecting. That's right. That's it. And I just love it. I do, because I'm telling you, it's that place of decreeing and declaring, believing and receiving. And you can go from Genesis to Revelation, all of this that the Lord says can be yours.
Mm-hmm.
But I say in the New Testament, because I'm a woman of grace, okay? We flow in that, you know, after the cross. You know, because, you know, as the laws, like our pastor teaches us in our Bible study, there are laws of dispensation.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time in the Old Testament, he dealt with those people for that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are the people after the cross,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we have to live life as Jesus did
mm-hmm.
after the cross in the things that he said that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Because throughout this whole New Old Testament, he tells us we will do greater things.
That's right.
That, you know, I'm telling you,
yes.
we have all power.
Our latter days will be greater than our former.
He tells
that's
us
right.
all about that. And that's where your independence comes in.
Yes.
Because he went to the cross so that we could have liberty.
Yes.
We really can, America. We can have that. So act like y'all living in America,
mm-hmm.
the home of the brave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, so he did that for us, right, Laura?
That's right. Gloria a Dios.
I'm so excited about that, if y'all can't tell. Okay? But God is so good to us. He's good to each and every one of us. You know, we are like Laura, Susan, Delise, Vivica, everybody here, Anthony, Rosa, all of us. Mm-hmm. We're blessed to be a blessing.
Blessed to be a blessing. Yay!
We are, right?
That's right.
So we just thank God for that and how he gives us the tenacity and the zeal to walk it out.
Yes,
so, Laura, we're going to go into this. Laura, Anthony, is it commercial time? Uh-oh, y'all know how we do it. We have no concept of time because we are spirits in a body and we don't know, okay? We were in that supernatural place. So to God be the glory.
God,
we're
going
to go to
glory.
Our commercial, and y'all know how we do it. We'll be right back with our blog listeners, and we stay right here with our Facebook listeners. Facebook family, Facebook friends. So, Laura, you want to speak your love to your people
yes.
out there.
Hola, buenas tardes otra vez. Nomás le doy gracias a Jesucristo por su palabra, por su presencia. Y gracias a todos que están escuchando esta estación. Y le pido a Dios que agarren la palabra de Dios y la lean, porque es poder, es lumbre para la gloria de Dios. So I just want to thank God for all my Facebook friends and them reading the word and holding on to his promises.
And hanging in here with us.
And something I want to share that's in my heart, Marlo, is about the word of God that, like, you know, I was sharing, you know, he gives us new revelation every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pray for people that there's so many people that are so knowledgeable. I mean, they know the word and they're so knowledgeable. They could quote it, they could say it, they read it, they know it, but their heart
come on now, say
is
it.
Far away. Their
come
heart.
On now.
And they belittle people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there yet.
Right.
They don't know it. And they think they're better.
Come on.
So I just want to share that as you fall in love with God and you let his love letters touch your heart, help others and don't compare yourself to them because we're on different levels. You know, and on one of my favorite scriptures too is Samuel 16 verse 7 that says man looks at the outside appearance but God looks
come on now that's what we're
heart.
Just talking about that yeah
so I just pray that as God gives you revelation and understanding in his word that be real and I pray that God will give you mercy and compassion for those that are messed up, jacked up, lost just like once we were
right that's right we were sometimes
just,
still be
yeah
ma'am.
Yeah and thank God that for his mercy and grace, new every day.
Yes.
I just thank him for
yes.
that. You know?
That is so beautiful.
So I just
Laura.
Wanted to share that.
That is so beautiful because that's so true. You know, and that's that place where even though people have walked this walk longer than others, there's always going to be somebody that walks it longer than somebody.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But like you said, God looks on the heart.
Yes.
And you can just been in his word a week, and if you got the right heart, God is going to hear
yes.
your heart.
Yes.
He's going to honor who you are.
Right.
Elevation comes in your life. And then you got those people that'll be like, God, I've been walking with you 20 years, and I ain't got no, okay, well, check your heart. You know, check your motive. Remember
yes.
we were teaching
yes.
on that.
Yeah.
You have to check your motive.
Yes.
You know, because God has already know what your motive is. You know,
yeah.
and if it's not good, the elevation will not come. I mean, you can try to force it.
And be open for correction, and because I'm corrected many times, you know, I kind of spiritual mama Susan, she's like, Laura, this, no, this, and I'm like, okay, mama, you know, even my pastor, you
that's
know,
right.
so be open to be corrected, or
that's
to
true.
Be discipled, or to be, you know,
right.
hold what's right in
that's
the word,
right.
be open to receive it, because we're not perfect, and
that's
we make
right.
mistakes, right?
We just know the perfect one.
Yes.
How about that? And we'll never be perfect.
Yes.
Let's just understand that. We'll never be perfect until we meet him, the perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just be who you're called to be. And wherever God has you, walk it out. You know, and anytime you are pointing the finger, you got three more pointing back at you.
That's right.
So, you know, check yourself. Okay.
I visualize that every time now. I try to say something to my son. I'm like, put the finger. I have four back at me.
Yes, it's true.
I love it. Okay. I love it. I'm like,
yes.
Don't say nothing, Laura. Pray. Just pray. I
know. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit, because it will check you too. The Holy Ghost will check you. And I mean, even when you have the right heart, and even though those people are doing something wrong or maybe that you don't agree with, you be wanting to tell them, and the Holy Spirit be like,
Don't be the Holy Spirit.
No, You cannot do that. You better not do that. You know? So we are back with our blog listeners this morning. We want to say welcome back, and we just thank God for our commercial time, because even though we're commercial on our blog show, we're still live on our Facebook, and we just want to know that you guys are out there, and we see everybody, especially Renee. Renee is not playing with
Renee,
us over there.
She's
serious about this.
She'll be going with us
today.
For the average.
Okay.
I guarantee you she'll be going with us when we
to the Haven.
Yes.
So Renee, we look forward to seeing you at our Haven
I'll
outreach.
I'll know about it.
Yes. Gloria to God. Yes.
Excited. Okay.
Sorry about that, but we're going to roll on to Ephesians 2. This morning, and Angie can God let us know about our time, because, ma'am, we'll be clicked off and still flowing, especially because y'all know we love having revival. You know, we can have revival up in here. Yes, God is so good.
Ephesians
2 and 8. Wow. Yes.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
For by the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
you. So I hope y'all got that. If not, y'all know we're going to break it down. But God is so amazing, because grace was the cross. When he went to the cross, that was the beginning of our grace. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you that's how we're saved, through faith.
Yeah.
And it's about what we believe. Okay. But listen, America, some of us get it kind of twisted. We think it's stuff that we do. It is not of ourselves. That's what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we thank you for the gift.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for the gift, and we thank you for the grace that you've given us through your gift, which is your son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the cross so that we could, you know, we could have what he said we could have.
That's right.
And just know that it is not of ourselves, because as man, we tried it from the time Adam came. We just didn't get it right. And there were so many chosen ones, and a lot of us are chosen, you know. But we still not perfect.
Yes.
It is not through anything that we do. It is through by grace.
Yes.
That's what the word has said. It is for by grace that we are saved through faith, that it is not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God.
Yes.
So
yes.
That is the place that we have freedom, independence, liberty from the enemy and anything that come at us. Because anything that ain't God is the enemy. There's no in between. It's either hot or cold.
Yes.
That lukewarm stuff, he said he'll spit you out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the word said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I love about the love letters.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's love. You know, even sometimes the Lord will chastise us.
Yes.
Or he'll even rebuke us.
Yes.
You know,
for
those things. Because I get rebuked all the time.
Yes.
I do. Mm-hmm. But I just say, okay, Lord, I'm not going to do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's just his faithfulness, his goodness that brings me to repentance, that I get on my knees and I start crying. I say, God, you're so faithful even when I'm not. That's what draws me closer to him, and say, you know what? I'm going to start all over again. I love you and I thank you for that mercy and grace. And I don't want to take it for granted, but, you know, it's his goodness
that's
that brings
it.
Me to my
that's
knees.
It. That's it. And that's the good thing about the mercy, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's new every morning. So we have a brand new day, you know, a new opportunity, because one thing about yesterday is gone. You can never get it back, you know. So that's why we have to live today in liberty, as it's our last, because this is really all we have right now. And of course, you know, we pray for the future, you know, realistically, because we are on this earth. We're not other world. We're just in the world. Okay. And we thank God for this opportunity to be in the world so that we can represent who we're called to represent. But one thing about it is we cannot, you know, deny who Christ is, you know, and there are a lot of people that deny him, you know, but he said in his word, if you deny me before the people, I'll deny you. He will deny you.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't ever want to allow myself to be put in that situation with the Father.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if today is my last, I win anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be in our
mansion.
We'll be in our mansion.
So we win.
Yes.
In the end, we win. So that's really what we're here to do, is to prepare ourselves for the new, you know, the new place, the new life, you know, that kingdom come. Woo!
Yes.
Thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in
heaven.
So I just thank God for that. And he's so amazing. Everything about him is amazing.
Yes.
But his word is what keeps us connected
mm-hmm.
to him and keeps us free. And this is a reminder
mm-hmm.
of who he is in us and who we can be in him, you know, and we just have to walk it out. Right, Lord?
That's right. Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Yes, and we are a chosen people. You know, we are. Now, the thing, I remember talking to someone about the new elevation that's going on in my world, and they were like, well, are you really ready for that? And I was like, well, the word says that he don't equip you till you answer the call.
Mm.
Hello. That's like Byron say, how you gonna catch if you don't catch?
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. That's what he said, you know,
right.
The word of God says.
Yeah.
And we are, as people, we are fishers of men.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Every
and that's
day.
What, yes.
Every
and that's
day.
What I love about, you know, that ministry, because those people are really feeding the hungry and they're clothing the poor. They're doing everything that this word says, and we thank God for Susan and her husband for just bringing that into the, this natural realm. And, you know, that because God had put that on their heart to do that. And even though life happened, God said, well, that's okay because that was for her time.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else came in
to
carry on the flame of fire
in
this earth today.
Woo!
And we watched them on Facebook. Y'all check them out, Fishers of Men. They are really sold out. They really are.
Yes.
And that's real ministry.
Yes.
And they're winning souls.
Yes.
But and they do it in the way that Christ tells us to do, you know, because people can be hurting. They could be hungry. We try and tell them about Jesus, but they hungry.
Yes.
And they ain't got nothing to wear. But if you, you know, out of the love that we have for the world, if we reach out and show them, hey, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm because a lot of times we're the only Jesus that people going to see.
That's
you know,
right.
We really are. So you have to walk that out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, like we walk with our t-shirts and that's what we do. Because it's, you know, it's our lifestyle. We are sold out.
Yes.
But how can we be that if we're not representing the people, you know, of the world today? And we represent the kingdom, but through people, you know, how we're feeding them and loving them, sowing into them, being connected. And sometimes I can't always be there tangibly like you can, but I can send a seed.
Yeah.
I can go when I can go, you know, and you just have to know.
And prayer. You can pray for us.
Prayer
is very vital, very important.
And that don't cost you nothing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
And how people say, well, I really can't afford to. Really, you can't afford nothing. Okay? So that is the word of the day, and I pray that y'all receive that. Okay? So we're going to go to Revelations 1 and 5 when we come back. Well, we have to go to commercial, and we're going to go to commercial, and our to our blog listeners, we'll be right back. But we're going to continue on the menu with you guys, so we're going to read that scripture when we come back. But one of the things that I do want to say about independence, you know, here in America, is that I just thank God that we can just walk here out of the mansion, go up the street, around the corner, and not have to worry about nobody doing nothing up to us intentionally.
And you could carry your Bible.
You could carry the sword.
Which
is the shield. That's
the most powerful weapon in the world.
And that's at Ephesians 6. Yes, that's what that is. So be encouraged to read that. Ephesians chapter 6 is such a mighty scripture.
Yeah.
I believe it starts at 11 where it starts talking about the weapon and how we get suited and booted, right?
Yeah.
For the fight. And it's a fight every day. But that's in the spiritual realm.
That's right.
You know,
right.
But in this place of independence of the world today, I just thank God that we have it.
Yeah. You know, and
thank you, Lord. So we do, guess what, America? We do have our first caller this morning, and we will get with them when we get back from commercial. So y'all just hang on, whoever's calling us. We thank God for that. And, I tell you, God is so good.
Yes.
He's so good to us.
Yes, he is. All the time, every day.
Seven days.
Woo!
And I just want to say thank you to our studio audience.
Yes.
You guys rock. Y'all rock. I mean, y'all wake up on purpose. On purpose. Come out and hang out with us as we talk about the word of God. We have the elder, the mother. We have our cheerleader, Miss Vivica. I'm telling you, she do all of that. We have our scribe, Dalise. I know she got notes to where she can go back and teach all of this.
Yes.
Carmen, I thank God for all these amazing women. And Rosa, she's the quiet storm. Okay?
Yeah.
And listen, Miss Anthony, wear all these hats. But right now she's flowing in this place of producing and doing what she's doing in the show. But I'm telling you, y'all can come back on down to that boutique at about 11 o'clock and get you a real serious outfit whipped up. She ain't playing, man, okay? She ain't playing. So to God be the glory. We just thank God for all of these women because they wake up every Tuesday morning to come and be here. We thank God for you guys that wake up and just tune in and hear what God is saying in this season and listen to some of that Byron Holton. this morning. And we thank God for that, but we listen to it all day, every day. So that's what we encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to go to his page and go to his YouTube and look at these amazing videos. He got a brand new one out, you know, something about the name of Jesus. And it is. It is. And it's so amazing. And he will be here on our grounds. And I can't tell y'all the date, so I'll tell him. So I got to tell him first. But that is the supernatural thing that we're doing. And so listen. Just look out for our Eventbrite page because we're doing a concert on the ground /hashtag morning show.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. And we'll be doing our morning show.
We welcome everybody that wants to come.
Yes, we're going to have some food here, real hot dogs, chips, drinks. So y'all just, and it's a family affair. So really, this is our kind of quote unquote mini outside concert to the sold out family affair featuring Byron Holton. So you guys and gents, just come on out and hang out with us and be part of our studio audience. And I'm telling you, it's going to be outside. It's going to be powerful. And I'm excited.
Me too.
Woo! Yes. I'm excited about it. I didn't know when I was going to make that announcement, but we just made it. Hello. So to God be the glory. And we're back, and we're going to take our caller. So, caller, are you there? Good morning.
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed as usual.
Where are you?
Listen in action. But listen. My body's not there, but you can sure believe my spirit is there. And I just want to say, I just want to testify about this theme about Independence Day. What you're saying is so true. If you never felt free in your life, get a relationship with Christ. Accept this free gift, and you will know true freedom.
Amen.
I just had to call in and say that because it really ministered to my spirit that God is our answer, and he's our defender and everything. And if you want to be free, because one day we all going to have to leave this world. So our true freedom is in the spiritual realm. And we are all looking forward to that day. And I'm just so excited to hear the word going forth. And anybody I can today, I'm going to say, Happy Independence Day. Get a relationship with Christ.
Amen. Well, thank you, my sister, for your words of encouragement. And you are absolutely right. We're so blessed. And I thank God for that. He is so amazing. And we just want you to be encouraged as you're out there as a warrior and an evangelist in this world. And I know you get ready to take off and go back to, well, California's your first stop, right?
Yes. Let's check on my brother.
Back to Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am. To join my family for our 60th family reunion.
Well, listen, you have yourself a safe trip. We're going to pray that God gives you traveling grace as you, you know, travel throughout, you know, make your little pit stops and get back and then on your way back.
All right.
You know, we got a lot of work to do now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank
y'all,
you.
Y'all,
so
everybody
much.
Have a blessed day.
You too. You too. And thank
you
so much for calling in. And we will see you when you come back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, be blessed.
Yes.
Thank you. And we just want to say
thank you
for calling in today and letting us know that the word of God is effective.
Yes.
And we just thank God for that because I'll tell you what, America, if we could just reach one, we had an assignment fulfilled for the day.
Right.
So God is so true to what he says. And we just have to wake up in the morning and just be about our Father's business.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And this is just one of our avenues
mm-hmm.
of, you know, touching the hearts of the men and women of God today. So we just thank God for that. So God is so good. He is. He is. And all the time, what?
Yeah.
He is. So we are going to go to Revelations 1 and 5 and hear what the word of the Lord is saying. So listen. So go ahead and do the word. And okay. We'll,
Revelations 1 and 5. 1 and 5. God's love letter, which is fire. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings
of the earth. And we just wanted to end with that word today, America, because I tell you, go back and read these scriptures for yourself and hear what God is saying to you, because he may say something totally different to you than he's saying to someone else, because the revelation is totally different, because he deals with everybody differently, because everybody's made it.
That's right.
Okay, so just be encouraged, and we just pray that you know, that you guys really understood what God was saying about our independence from the enemy, because we are free and free indeed.
Yes.
We really are. And I just thank God for you, Laura.
And I thank God for you, Margo.
Amen. And we thank God for
and
our
audience.
Yes,
everybody
definitely,
that's watching and
definitely.
Listening.
Yes, thank
God bless
y'all
for
so
y'all
much
have
for
a blessed
listening
week.
In and chiming in and just believing in us and keep praying for us.
And Jesus is the
yes.
reason for all seasons.
Yes, he is. And every season is our season.
Yes.
Okay. Just remember that, America. We thank God for you. We love you. And this is the time I feel like I'm doing an auction. Okay? Because we're running out of time. But that's how we do. We run out of time because time is all we have. So we'll be back shortly with our two-hour show. That'll be next week, Tuesdays at 10, and our mornings at the Mansion Show. So we just ask that you guys will eat plenty of barbecue.
Yes.
If I don't get any, I don't know if my husband heard me, but y'all eat enough for me today. Right, Laura?
Yes.
So to God be the glory.
God
we love
glory.
Each and every one of
yes.
you. And we're signing out right now. So y'all be encouraged this week.
Woo, 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 woo.